Monk Sylvia loves gathering her writings into a book. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with topics about positive monks. Monk Sylvia loves gathering her writing into a book. Now, for years, Monk Sylvia has been writing a column as the Worldwide Healing Ministry Director, and her columns are rather generous and rather good. They're interesting, they're delightful, they're charming reading. We get mail from them. People say they've gotten a lot of good out of it. But I told Monk Sylvia, you've got something special there. Now, what are you going to do about it? And she said, well, I'm going to put it in a book. And I said, well, good for you. When? Well, now. Now is the time to do it. That's right. Now is the time to do it. So, Monk Sylvia loves gathering her writings into a book. Now, she doesn't have just writings that she has in the Worldwide Healing Ministry. These are significant and beautiful. But she has writings that she has written to her relatives and to her friends and to people that she works with as a proctor. And in doing that, she does some rather spectacular comments and spectacular healing programs. And as she presents these to the world, she can have a most outstanding book. A book on being a healing practitioner. A book on just being thoughts, the philosophical thoughts of Monk Sylvia. Or a master's consciousness at work. Whatever she wants to call it. She hasn't really given it a name yet. But when she gives it a name, she will be inspired to gather together her major writings that she has done over the years and put them together into a fabulous book. Now, why is she doing this? Is she doing this for other people so that they can read her book and say, wow, what a beautiful consciousness she has, what a great woman she is? Or is she writing it because it pleases her that she puts together her beautiful thoughts in a wonderful way so that when she talks to different people, she can say, oh yes, have you read my book? You know, well, here's a copy. And so and she prepares this and she sends it out. Now, her book can be published in hardcover, softcover, it can be covered in stapleback, it can be covered in any number of different ways. How the book is revealed makes little difference. It can be put online. It can be made into a podcast. It can be made into any number of things that can be quite beautiful. And Sylvia could create a podcast. And on this podcast or her book, she could have chapters or articles that she has written, and she puts them in whenever it's convenient for her to do that, and all the world can go to it. She can give people her link to her podcast so that they can find where she is and find that wonderful book that she's writing and that wonderful series of articles that she's preparing that are so significant to her and something that she feels is meaningful to put out into the world. Now, why do people do this? Why does Sylvia want to write a book of all her writings? Why does she want to do that? Well, I think the only reason that Sylvia does anything in her life is because it's fun. Because it's being herself and having fun. And these things don't have to take the full day. They don't have to take all of her time. They just take an hour now and then, and she works on that and does it beautifully and finds magnificent things coming from it, magnificent ideas flowing from it. And it's all a matter of whether she loves it or whether she doesn't. And as far as Sylvia is concerned, she loves her writings because her writings show how much love she has. And she loves putting it together so that more people on a broader scope can enjoy it. And she's doing that now as she's writing her book. You can too, you know. Sylvia doesn't have to be the only one who writes books. You can write them, and you can begin to show how wonderful you are, being yourself and having fun. But if you're going to do that, remember, you're doing it for yourself. If anybody else reads it, fantastic. If nobody reads it, fantastic. You've done it for yourself. You've created this monument of thought from yourself, and you present it to the world, and you don't care what the world does with it. You have done what you wanted to do. That's what Sylvia is doing. So, Sylvia, go for it and have a wonderful day. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.